Yeah, all right. We talk about them Pringles, tater chips. You know, the guy who invented that packaging was Frederick J. Bauer. When he died in 08, his children followed his wishes and buried his remains inside of a Pringles can.
Wow.
Original flavor,
How
of
tall
course.
Was he?
Maybe they cremated her or something. Or maybe it's just a really big can.
Well, you'd have to. Yeah, a giant Pringles can.
All right. We're done with our Pringles segment here. Let's catch you up on your news. Kicking off our hump day broadcast. Look at you, John Boy and Billy. I see Pillar.
Ah!
Tater.
Hello.
Randy.
Hello.
Jackie. Whiteboard. And Andy behind the glass.
Did that singer say white girl?
It sounded like she said white boy. And Jackie.
White boy.
And Pearl, my dog. Yeah, sorry, Pearl.
You left her out.
Gonna leave
Watch
you out
it.
There, honey. Let's see what national days we got. It's National Brandied Fruit Day.
Okay.
Brandied fruit is fresh, sweet fruit that is soaked in brandy and sugar, then used as a topping on pies, cake, or ice cream. Or you get with the moonshiners up in the mountains. Mm-hmm. They got it in the bottom of the jar. Don't eat the plums.
You'll regret it.
Right. Today is National Youth Confidence Day. If you can find a youth and give them some confidence.
Don't some of them have too much confidence already, though?
That's the problem.
Might be a problem. They need to use some confidence, or they have to go to their safe space.
Oh, my Lord.
That was a snowflake youth impression.
He's been in the brandied fruit.
And today is National Chicken and Waffles Day. Is that a thing that I missed?
Yeah. Oh, for
That's
sure.
That's a
yeah.
big thing.
Yeah. Big time, yeah.
So would you just like chicken like in a waffle, like eat it like a sandwich or just like?
You can't. I've seen it that way. Yeah. But I mean, most people just get like a waffles and a side
like a little fried piece of chicken?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or chicken waffle? Tenders. It depends on the place.
Yeah, it's usually chicken strips.
You put like breaded. Honey or something on it or syrup?
Mm-hmm. Syrup.
Syrup.
Syrup. Yeah. Yeah. Good.
No, now, if you've not tried maple syrup on a chicken strip or even like a...
I have not.
Oh, buddy. Yeah, no, it's good. Even chicken nuggets from McDonald's with maple syrup is good.
Some syrup
and you can ask for the maple syrup as your dip.
All right. Now, is any chicken places sell waffles? Did the Kentucky Fried Chicken do something like that?
I think one of them did like a short-term promotion. Yeah, it's very big in California, like Southern California. Snoop Dogg bought the number one chicken and waffles restaurant in Los Angeles to save it. The guy was getting ready to go broke, and Snoop Dogg swooped in and kept it in business.
Snoop swooped.
Because he likes chicken and waffles that much.
Well, I wonder why. Yeah.
He swooped in and invested in a lot of restaurants, I believe.
All right. That'd be a good day to try your chicken and waffles deal out.
It's good.
Right. Yeah, we got our three dates in history saved up, so we'll get our first prize pack out and somebody ready to win Outburst. Could be you, Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack we play for today, big old Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kid. Liquid Performance products available at Napa Auto Parts stores. You can go to thebigshow.com, click on that banner, and get 20% off when you enter code JBB at checkout. It's a good way to do it. And today, my daily stuff giveaway. Had the office on the way in, grabbed a Haybo American flag camo ball cap and a Bubba Fest ball cap. It says black and big red Bubba Fest on the front there, and it kind of looks like it's tore up. What do you call them when they're
distressed.
Like that?
Yeah. It's distressed.
It is a
yeah.
distressed hat from my collection.
Now, did you get it like that, or did Pearl get a hold of it?
I can't remember.
I know why he's giving that one away, because, I mean, look at the rest of them. He doesn't need the word Bubba.
Right. The rest of my outfit and body screams Bubba.
That's just gilding the lily, as they say.
Right, it's redundant. Right.
And, of course, online, this is the daily stuff, you got to win a prize. Back one of our four daily contests to be qualified for that. And of course, online, you can just register at thebigshow.com for the fishing trophy and the Carrot Top Kenny Schrader diecast car. That's still in the box. Look at those when you go on the box, not the backs of Carrot Top.
Right.
Okay. Everybody ready?
Already, yeah.
Okay. Our three dates in history where we'll get our categories. October the 20th, 1975. The Supreme Court rules that teachers could spank students if the students were told in advance of the behavior that would warrant a spanking. Mm. Great. Year after I got out of high school.
Mm. But
we pretty much knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to get spanked.
But if your twig had been bent in a different direction.
If only they would have warned me.
Yeah.
All right. Move up to 1993. Archaeologists digging at a Stone Age village in Sweden reportedly discovered 9,000-year-old chewing gum.
My grandmother had it in a bowl on her coffee table.
And finally, it was on this date. In 1999, Columbus, Ohio police arrested a 33-year-old man running down a street with a damaged cash register. The thief had vandalized a nearby tavern, but had ripped off only the top of the register and run off without the money.
Oh, so he took the keyboard part, but didn't take the cash door.
See, the cash register's usually in two parts there. Mm-hmm. All right, well, there you go. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Come on, we play Outburst next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Humma do your hum day. Video today, snake saved from eating itself. Well, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that.
No, I've heard about it, but I've never seen it.
Check it out for yourself at thebigshow.com. You make your daily visit. And right now, let's get to Wednesday winning, Miami.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy. Billy, give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Say hey to Tom from Tennille, Georgia.
We'll have a big show time.
Come on in here and have your time, Tom. Morning, buddy.
Hello, John Boy.
Hey, man. Welcome. All right, Tom, here we are. Let's get through these three categories. Should take about 15 seconds for you to get a big old prize pack and get your first name and a hat for my stuff of the day. You ready?
Yes, sir.
In 5 seconds, old or new, three school punishments. Ready?
Nope.
Go.
No recess, spanking, detention.
You got it, buddy. Now we need three flavors of chewing gum. Ready to go?
Cinnamon, peppermint, spearmint.
Bam. You are rolling, Tom, for the win. Three places you see a cash register. Ready to go?
A diner, a bar, and a grocery store.
It is. Well-rounded, Tom. Comes to hell. Tom, you got the big old Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit, and we'll draw at the end of the show today. Might be throwing my couple of ball caps, Habo American Flag Camo ball cap, and the Bubba Fest ball cap that I'm giving away for today. All right?
All righty.
Good deal, Tom. Hang on for Jackie. Bottom Money Hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, Phil McCracken coming in the lobby, ready for Halloween. All right. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. See what's happening out in the lobby.
His name was John Boy. He was a redneck with his cap and curly hair and an IQ down to there. Then he met Billy. He is the smart one. They knew together they'd go far. They'd be broadcast superstars. Then Jack and Randy came on board. And Jackie, too, that whore. Throwing Tater and that old geezer. Who could ask for more on the John Boy and Billy Big Show? The hottest spot on your radio. It's the John Boy and Billy Big Show. Music and funny in rain and in sunny on the Big Show. Plug yourself. I can't get that out of my head. Oh, good morning, not you. Good morning, Angel. Huh? Oh, you like that. It's the opening number to the John Boy and Billy Show, the musical. Who's in it? Well, you want my dream cast? Well, he's a little young for it, but I've got the late Burt Lancaster to play Rayford. Beyonce to play Jackie. Burt Bacharach as Randy. Edie McClurg to play Tater. Jamie Kennedy's sidekick Stu Stone to play Billy. And of course, Johnny wants to pick who plays him. Well, it's a short list. He wants Brad Pitt. I know I won't get him, so I just cast Clyde the orangutan from those Clint Eastwood movies. Huh? Oh, please, Johnny will never know the difference. Besides, Clyde smells better and can take direction. So, how's things with you? Didn't you get out of town this last weekend? Uh-huh. You had a lousy time. Why? Oh, you got trapped in your hotel room. Well, how on earth? Uh-huh. There were only three doors. The bathroom, the closet, and the other door had a sign on it that said, "Do not disturb." Okay. Well, how'd you get out? The next morning, some foreigner dressed as a maid jimmied the lock with a credit card. Fine. My, haven't we been in trauma? Listen, you toddle off. Go on. Powder your nose. Do your business. Don't forget to put one of those paper horseshoes on the toity lid. Steve's been in there again. And remember, where Steven goes, no one knows. Bye-bye. Scurry off. Tippy-toe. Here we go. And she is gone. Heaven help her. When she gets in a taxi, the driver leaves the vacant sign on. John Boy, Billy Big Show, Phil speaking. I may help you. Oh, General Sadler. All ready for the Halloween party? Yes, yes, I got Miss Ken's costume. Hillary Clinton, just like you asked. What? What? Oh, you said a mean old wicked witch. Oopsies. My mistake. Okay, listen, we'll lose the hat and go a shade lighter on the green makeup. Snap, problem solved. See you there, my little soldier. I'll bet you two tickets to a chorus line, they still think it's Hillary. John Boy Billy Big Show, Phil speaking, I'm gonna help you. Oh, Marcel. Listen, I need your help. I have to come up with the costumes for the crew for our annual Halloween party. So put on your creative beret and give Mommy something she can use. No, something I can use now, you saucy monkey. Ooh, it's getting warm in here. Let's see, huh? Well, okay, let's start with Rayford. Huh, a baby chick? I don't get it. Oh, cheap, 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 I get it. Done, next, Tater. A hot dog in a harem costume? Oh, I get it. I dream of Weenie. Perfect. Let's see. How about Jackie? Oh, perfect. I'll give her one of Pillar's old suits and she can go as Reuben Studdard. Well, let's see. I think that about does it. Smarty Marty is going as Mae West. Billy is going as the Travelocity roaming gnome. That leaves John Boy. Any brainstorms? Uh-huh. A pirate's hat, an eye patch, a wooden leg, and a hospital gown. And he can go as Captain Rehab. Perfect. Add a big bag to hold his sidekick, Captain Morgan. Marcel, you're a genius. Now, as a reward, I'll let you do my bikini wax. What do you mean, ooh? If I'm going to go with the nature boy Ric Flair, I can't wear tights with a bad case of the tumbleweeds. So just bite the bullet and water the plants. Oh, which reminds me, I need to pick up my robe at the cleaners. Woo! To be the man would certainly be different for a change. Ah, here she comes, and fresh and squeaky clean. Or maybe those jodhpurs are just too tight. Say, listen, I was sorry to hear about your friend Fawn. I know, a skydiving accident, how awful. Well, do you know what happened? Uh-huh, a brunette jumped out ahead of her, okay. And she tried her chute, right, and that didn't work. And the reserve chute, and nothing happened. Oh, that's terrible. And Fawn saw all this from the plane, uh-huh. And she said, oh, so you won a race, huh, and jumped. Oh. Well, at least she won, right? Oh, me head. To the Mini Cooper. Carry on, straight people!
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, Ricky B sings. Listen to the first of the tune. He reveals who he is.
I am Pizza Rod.
They line up to take the blame. Big girls lose control when I refill their pasta bowl. Think they got a chance to get into my tiny pants. I'm pretty popular, if I do say so myself. Not bad for a fella as big as Elf on the Shelf. Nearly 3 foot tall, still the greatest of them all. Too bad I got a wife, stocks dead cold, my Playboy life.
now. Say that again, Harold.
My brother-in-law, Eddie, wanted me to do something for him.
Your brother-in-law, Eddie, wanted you to do something for him. All right, so here it goes.
And this is what you chose. Okay.
Go ahead. So it's his fault.
He just said, whenever I get on the air.
Okay.
Okay.
He wanted me to tell Jackie and Taylor, hey, Jackie. Hey,
well, it could have been a lot worse.
Well done, sir.
Hey, Harold's brother.
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. Running through your Wednesday, October the 20th. And coming in this morning, I saw a card out on the front desk from our Tata Baby Dolls. Want to save the Tatas deal we had going on? And said, man, they reached their goal of with raising money for free mammograms. Tater, you tell them what we did. Because I can't put it into words.
Yeah, she was wanting to raise money so that underinsured and uninsured women can get their mammograms. So raise money to fund those mammograms.
That is a deal for y'all famous. You got to get your mammograms. That's the way you catch the breast cancer early.
You find it out early, and your chances of survival increase astronomically.
Yep. So we were talking about that because Tater went through it. Billy's wife, Polly, did the same deal. And
that's what you hope. You hope that the scan will catch it early. Right, so that's the hope. And she knocked it out of the park, and so did our listeners. And she just really appreciated you guys because they raised enough money that both systems here in Charlotte can do a full day of mammograms.
So they're doing a whole day of free mammograms.
Free mammograms, both at Novant, both at
Atrium.
Atrium.
Yeah.
And it had enough money that for a full day.
So wanted to thank everybody who went to the website and clicked on the Tatas and donated money. Really helped reach their fundraising goal for that, the free mammograms.
That is
cool stuff. All right, good.
So way to go, everybody.
All right, then. Well, all right, Tater, you get ready, baby, because we got a brand new edition of Tatertainment News. It is coming up, whether you're ready or not, next. Good morning. Got a big show on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. Includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. It's the latest innovation from the corner of cucumber and vine. Pickle juicers and convenient 2-ounce shooters and 64-ounce jugs. Get them now at MountOlivePickleShop.com. You can go to TheBigShow.com. Click on that Mount Olive Pickles banner. Making great products since 1926. And you're qualified for my daily stuff. A Haybo American flag camo ball cap and a Bubba Fest ball cap. Hardly worn. Both of them.
Hardly worn. Okay. That's a new category I haven't heard of.
Hang on. We'll play more in minutes. But right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. And here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran.
Well, let's take a look at the top 5 movies from the box office this weekend. Halloween Kills basically killed it at the weekend box office with a $50.4 million debut. And that's a pretty big haul, considering that the film was released also on Peacock. The same day that it was released in theaters.
So it's streaming. You can watch it at home at the same time it's in the theater. And that has hurt a lot of movies at the box office this year because so many movies have been like that.
Well, I guess people want to see that. You know, Halloween, want to go in there, big screen.
And I watch this one at home, but I do have a big screen at home. I got to tell you, you really want to see this movie on a big screen because there's a lot of jump cuts or jump scares. And but a special message to Jamie Lee Curtis, stop.
Just stop.
I mean, she's integral in the movie. She does all the narration, and it's like, oh no, I just feel bad for her. You know,
It's like watching Ric Flair wrestle.
Really? At this point.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I just say, just stop, please.
Yeah.
Before you throw out a hip, please don't do this.
Yeah. I just feel it's so much work for her. You know, I'm just like, you've got enough money. Just stop.
But, when Michael Myers is chasing you and you got to stop and lean up against a tree and go, oh, God, hold on a second.
So she's turning into Mario.
Yes. Yeah.
The plot line on this one is the whole town kind of already knows Michael Myers is unkillable, right? Yet every one of them is going to be the guy who's killing him. That's what they all try to do. And I really love that the victims all announce their shortcomings before. Well, I'm going to take this pickaxe. There's no way he'll take it away from me and kill me with it. And so you find yourself rooting for Michael Myers. Let's just see, Mr.
Cut
pickaxe.
To Michael Myers with a glass against the wall with his ear to it.
I found myself laughing.
Let's see if this movie has staying power at the top of the box office.
Right. The James Bond flick, No Time to Die, dropped to second place. And Venom, Let There Be Carnage, went from second to third place, followed by The Addams Family 2, that went to fourth place. And Ben Affleck and Matt Damon's period drama, The Last Duel, opened in fifth place, making $4.8 million.
Well, that's not too good for those guys.
No, it's not. All right. Ryan Reynolds made an announcement on his Instagram, that it's a perfect time for a little sabbatical from movie making. So the 44-year-old is going to step back from making movies after he wraps Spirited, which he has been filming with Will Ferrell and Octavia Spencer. Mm. And it is a reimagined movie where he's playing Ebenezer Scrooge, a modern musical reimagining of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
And it's a musical?
It's a musical. So he said after this, it was so hard. If he'd known 3 years ago he was going to do a movie like this, he would have taken a sabbatical. He says they're singing, dancing, and playing in the sandbox with Will Ferrell, which made a whole lot of dreams come true, but he needs to take a break. Yeah, he needs to take a break.
So great. Stop. One of the only dependable people that can dependably open a movie is going to take a break.
All right.
I don't know if you saw this in the news, because I know you guys keep up with it, but Kourtney Kardashian is engaged to Travis Barker. Barker, you may say, who is that? Mm. He was a drummer. I don't even remember the band he was in.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah. He was a drummer with
he's a drummer.
A band.
He's a drummer.
Our entertainment correspondent has no idea.
Right. Knows that he was a drummer.
Yeah. I just know that recently he's been with Machine Gun Kelly. They collaborated. But anyway, he is engaged to Kim's older sister. And 5 years ago, he admitted to Us Weekly that, he kind of had a thing for Kim. So now that's all come up. And you don't care, so I'll just move on.
Oh, no, so it's for Kim, and then
why
he went with the older sister.
Why can't these people take a sabbatical? <every day? laughs>
So, that was going to make Christmas fun over at the Kardashians.
All right.
Did you see the story about America's Got Talent?
No.
Stuntman that was up there doing his talent? So a stuntman is fighting for his life now. He had a horrible accident on the set of America's Got Talent.
Oh, he got like hit by a car or something, right?
Yes. So his name is Jonathan Goodwin. He has performed daredevil stunts on America's Got Talent before. This was America's Got Talent Extreme. And he attempted this stunt where, according to TMZ, he was suspended 70 feet in the air upside down by his feet and in a straitjacket. Mm. At the same time, two cars were suspended and swinging in front of him. Mm. The stunt was for him to escape from the straitjacket and fall between the swinging cars onto an air mattress. Unfortunately, the cars swung into each other and exploded.
Oh!
And he was sandwiched in between them.
Oh.
And then he fell to the ground and he hit his head and was unresponsive. So his condition is unknown right now. We don't know what's going on with him.
Wow.
And lastly, Kanye West.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I wish he'd land on his head.
Shall henceforth be known only by his popular nickname, Ye.
Gay?
A judge in Los Angeles credited Kanye Omari West, the legal name change. He's dropping both his middle and last name for personal reasons. And it just so happens that his eighth album is also called Yay.
Oh, yay. Oh, it's yay. Kanye.
Two letters. Is it Y?
E.
Y-E.
So
it's ye or yay. Yeah.
Well, in USA Today, the rapper explained, I believe yay is the most commonly used word in the Bible. And in the Bible, it means you.
Okay. Well, then it's ye, because that's the most commonly used
that's
word
right,
in the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay, well, because I thought like that too. Yeah. So because the fans were calling it Yee because of his Yeezys and stuff, and all of the tabloids and media have been saying Yay, pronounce it Y A Y. So anyway, so he's
Kanye.
So he says, so I'm you, I'm us, it's us. It went from Kanye, which means the only one, to just Yay or Yee.
Yeah. All right, put him in the straitjacket and get him up in the air. Let's go.
I mean, he has legally changed his name.
Yes,
he
no longer legally. He's no longer.
No middle name, no last name. It's just Y-E. It's just
Y-E. Yeah.
This couldn't be to confuse the judge in divorce court.
Maybe.
So he even has media tabloids all confused, too, if it's Yee or Yay. But.
Getting them some attention there. Okay.
So there you go.
Yee-yay.
Yee-yay.
Kanye, stop.
Hear ye.
All right. Thank you very much for that fine report there, Taylor.
I don't believe you.
All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. Said this one should be easy. Home mortgages are the single largest source of personal debt in the U.S. This is number two.
Student loans.
Student loans cost a lot of money to go to college. Get you one
too much deal. Money.
All right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. According to the official industry sales reports, this is officially America's most popular condiment.
I would say gravy, looking at some of the people that are running around.
Well,
the street,
around right? here, by the way. What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Big Show on the radio for you Wednesday. We are humping through hump day. Our video today, see a snake saved from eating itself. Yes, I've heard about this. Now we get to see it at thebigshow.com. And you can view your weekly John Boy stuff when you make your daily visit day as well. And right now, let's play
Yes Live Across America. It's and now, a man who once saved his hand with a bottle of snake sanitizer, he is John Moore.
Yeah, thank you. Let's say hey to Jackie, the beautiful new foothills of the North Carolina mountains, Hendersonville. Good morning, Jackie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Son, welcome in here. Let's see what you got. According to the official industry sales reports, this is officially America's most popular condiment.
What is ketchup?
Ketchup. Is it ketchup?
That is it.
That's what everybody found, wasn't it? Uh-huh. No, ketchup has been knocked out of first place. Ketchup is number two.
Well, a distant
condiment in America. Sure is. All right, then. Well, Jackie, appreciate you playing, buddy. You have a great day.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day as well.
Man, appreciate you listening. Let's go to Kirby down in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Good morning, Kirby.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing good, man. All right. Well, if ketchup is what you're thinking, that is wrong. What is America's number one condiment?
Mayonnaise.
Oh, very sure of yourself with mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Yes, you are right, Kirby. Mayonnaise, $2 billion worth of mayonnaise sold in the U.S. Ketchup, only $800 million.
That's a big difference.
It is, yeah.
And you wouldn't think it would be that much different.
I know. Look at us learning stuff here, John Boy Jeopardy. Look at you, Kirby. Got the big old Mount Olive Pickles prize pack and your name in the half of my daily stuff giveaway. All right?
Good deal, good deal.
You did it, buddy. Hang on with Jackie. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. We was just looking, following up on our John Boy Jeopardy when mayonnaise replaced ketchup as America's number one condiment by a big $2 billion worth of mayonnaise. We told you ketchup, $800 million. Yep. I know you and Tater were talking about it because diet mayonnaise has gotten real big. Is that
fat-free mayonnaise?
Fat-free mayonnaise.
That's when the sales really started taking off for mayonnaise when they got started.
All right, well, I just want to tell y'all the list there. So mayonnaise, ketchup, soy sauce is number 3.
Oh yeah.
All right, then barbecue sauce number 4.
Nice.
Get some John Boy Billy grilling sauce. Let's push that in the top 3 there. Yeah, what about hot sauce? They say the one to watch is hot sauce. That's in at number 5 now because over the past few years, sales have gone up over 150%.
Wow.
So that's hot sauce in 5. And then mustard rounds out the top 6. And mustard remains the real underdog. Mustard sales have been on the decline since 2009.
Yep.
All right. And by the way, if you're wondering why salsa isn't on the list, it's because salsa is technically a dip and not a condiment. Mm-hmm. But for what it's worth, salsa sales would eclipse ketchup, but would still place second to mayo.
Dang.
Who doesn't learn about condiments? I know I sure am hungry. All right, dude. Well, let's jump out and catch you up on your news. We'll go through the cabinets in the Big Show kitchen. What I can put together. Well, we got dumb crook news in 20 minutes. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. It is October the 20th. 11 days away. Trick or treat. Smell my feet. Give me something good to eat. We're kicking off our celebrations. One of our favorites. Halloween monsters. Got to be Dracula. And we bring in Carl.
And now it's story time with your host, Carl Childers.
Since Halloween is getting to mighty close, I reckon y'all want to hear about that old Dracula feller what lived over in Transylvania there. Well, sir, the way I heard it, Dracula was one of them vampires. Some folks call them Nosferatu. I call them vampires. Them vampires is a mighty odd, seem to me. They all like to work third shift. Sleep all day in a big box of dirt in a shed out there, next to garden tools and whatnot. They dress them mighty fancy, too, with them black capes and such. They buy their clothes over to that Go to Haiti store there in the big mall. Right next to Hoochie's Dollar Store where that big girl works. Vampires don't go to supper like most folks. They don't like biscuits and mustard none. They like to drink blood. Not out of a glass, neither. Right out of folks' necks. They just poke a hole in them with their teeth and have at it. Some folks call them fangs. I call them teeth. And if you try to run off Summers, well, sir, they just turn into a bat or a mean old dog and run you down. I didn't understand that part of it. But the worst part for a vampire, I reckon, is that they don't read the Bible. Won't go to church or talk about the Lord none neither. And if you touch them with a cross, they plumb burn up. Way I heard it, that ain't the only way you can kill a vampire. You can get him in the heart with a pointy old staub. Some folks call it a stake. I call it a staub. Well, sir, with all them dark clothes and that blood drinking and sleeping in the dirt and hating the Lord and whatnot, I reckon that's why they so dadgum mean. It probably don't help much, and on top of all that, they dead to boot. Well, sir, back to business. That old Dracula feller had his eyes on this girl. She already had a boyfriend, but Drackler didn't care none. He's mighty cruel that way. I heard some folks called him Count. I say he'd no count. Seemed like she didn't know nothing about his vampiring ways. She took shine to him, too. Seeing how he's up all night while she was sleeping, and she's up all day while he's sleeping in that box of dirt out there. Old Dracula reckoned that he'd just drink all that blood out of her neck, turn her into a vampire, too, so they could stay up all night watching TV, eating potted meat and whatnot. But that girl daddy ran the nervous hospital in town there. Had him a friend, old feller named Van Helsting. He's on to Dracula's tricks. Poor Dracula could drink all her blood out of her neck. That Van Helsting feller, he tried to help that girl by hanging wild onions and ramps in her bedroom. That's supposed to keep old Dracula away. Fact is, it kept most folks away. Well, sir, Dracula had him an allergy, I reckon. He didn't like it at all. Fact is, he just saw red. Well, he had him a little friend up at the nervous hospital, too. Little feller named Renfield. No bigger than a squirrel. Dracula told him if he'd go up there and clear out all them onions and ramps out of that room, he'd give him a bug or a rat or something other to eat. Renfield said, all right, then. Well, sir, once Renfield toted them onions out, old Dracula sneaked in there and carried that girl back to his castle. Some folks called it a fort, and Dracula called it a castle. He's a-fixin' to drink her blood when her daddy and that Van Helsting feller bust in carrying a big old staub. They'd been studying on killing Dracula. They figured they better not take any chances. So they held the Lord's cross on him and pounded that staub plumb into Dracula's heart with a ball-paint hammer they got out of that shed. Well, sir, he shriveled up like one of them doll's heads that they make out of apples. I reckon that girl didn't mind what Dracula was doing to her. She jumped up and started yelling, what'd you kill Dracula for? What'd you kill Dracula for? About that time, old Frankenstein come busting through the wall. He and old Dracula made friends. I reckon he weren't too happy that Dracula's all shriveled up like that applehead doll. So he grabbed that doctor and that girl's daddy, toted him up to this big old windmill there in town, carried him up the top, throwed him off, killed him. Moral of the story is, if you go around drinking folks' blood, the Lord will shrivel your head up. But if you go around killing dead folks, you might get thrown off a windmill. The end.
Storytime with Carl Childers is brought to you by Hargrave's Potted Meat Product, chock full of peckers and lips since 1937.
You want to go up a windmill with me, little fella?
Big Show is on the radio, rolling through your Wednesday. All right, here we go. It's time for Dumb Crook News. Dumb Crook stories gleaned from you, the Big Show listener, in various places and ways, and sent to us. The address will follow this report. A 68-year-old career criminal who just finished a 20-year prison sentence hopped a train to Milwaukee and robbed a bank. The man didn't try to make a getaway. In fact, he told the bank teller to call 911 and sat down to wait for the cops to arrest him. The man said he heard Wisconsin had the best prison health care in the USA. So he asked the judge to lock him up for at least 10 years, which would basically get him covered for the rest of his life.
I got this weird mole I've been a little worried about.
A convenience store in Green Bay, Wisconsin, tried an unusual way to deter shoplifters. They put up a life-size cardboard cutout of Green Bay's police chief. Well, it didn't help much. Several days after the cardboard chief went on display, somebody stole it. A man at a California drive-thru got arrested for offering to pay for the order of the car behind him in line. Well, the second driver was a police officer in an unmarked car. So when the cop got out to explain to the man he couldn't accept free food, he found the Good Samaritan was totally hammered and arrested him for DUI.
Wow.
You don't think I'd done that if I was sober, do you?
Yeah.
Also, driving drunk, the Canadian man who police say was so buzzed he couldn't manage to blow into the breathalyzer.
Did I get it?
The officer got the first clue something wasn't right when he asked to see the man's ID, and the driver handed a hamburger out the window instead of his driver's license.
You know, in fairness, it does look just like you, sir.
A patient arrived early for a dental appointment in Smithtown, New York, and found the dentist passed out and drooling with a gas mask on his face. In his defense, the dentist told a local newspaper that he was on his lunch hour at the time. Two customers at a Schererville, Indiana restaurant complained to their server that they had found a worm in their salad.
Oh, no.
Well, the manager apologized and offered to give them their meal on the house. A short time later, the waitress discovered that one of the customers had left her purse behind, and while looking inside for an ID, found a container of worms.
Okay.
Yeah, the manager called the cops, who were waiting when the customer returned to claim her purse. A Barrera, Florida woman was involved in a two-car accident. When police arrived, the woman jumped from her car, leaving her six-year-old child behind, and tried to escape by climbing a nearby fence.
Sorry, Skippy, we had a good run. I gotta go.
When police asked the woman why she tried to make a break for it, she said, "Because that's what they always do on cops." A concerned Australian called police after hearing the screams of a child coming from a nearby house, followed by a man's voice shouting, "Why won't you die?" Well, the responding officers say the man is deathly afraid of spiders, and he was freaking out his son by yelling at a large spider he was having a hard time killing.
Wow.
All right. In Australia, police officer spotted a car doing a burnout at a traffic light and pulled the driver over. The cop agreed to let the man off with a warning, but a few minutes later, the same driver was spotted doing another burnout on the street in front of the Adelaide Police Academy, where a graduation ceremony for new cadets was taking place.
Wow.
Well, this time he was arrested.
I hope so. Yeah.
Police in Saudi Arabia arrested a man over a scam involving camel pee.
Over what?
Camel pee.
Okay. Is that's not the rapper then. That's the actual camel pee.
Well, apparently the suspect was doing a brisk business selling bottles of camel urine, which is believed by some Saudis to have powerful healing properties. The man was arrested because the urine he was selling turned out to be his own.
Oh,
finally, a Portland, Maine man walked into an all-night supermarket at 4 a.m. and tried to rob the place, but was turned away by the clerk. The thief told the clerk he'd be back at 11 a.m. and she better have some money for him. Well, police were on hand at 11 when he returned right on time and they arrested him. If you got Dumb Crook News, you can mail to Dumb Crook News, John Boy Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, NC 28219. Email anybody but me at thebigshow.com. Medical experts tell us that doing this actually helps relieve constipation. Yes.
Do share. Share.
How about when you laugh?
How about when you laugh?
Something is that?
Well, of course it is.
Yeah. So please listen responsibly.
That's awesome.
We'll be right back.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Head toward Halloween. Carl got us going with Dracula. So with that, let's go to Igor's answering machine.
Igor. It's me again. I'm calling to make sure you saw what happened this weekend on Skull Island. My man Frankenstein crushed them all, Igor. He crushed them. Plucked the fur right off the wolf, man. Pulled the wrappings off the mummy. Played a tune on the Phantom of the Opera's big old pumpkin head. Everybody else better give it up, Igor. Frankenstein is still the king of the monsters. And do you know why, Igor? Because he's dumb. I mean dumb. Heart swelled up. Abnormal criminal brain. Bolts sticking out of his neck. And he still gave him a whooping they will never forget. He's dumb. You hear what I say? He's dumb. They said he was done for after the windmill caved in on him. But he's back. He's tougher than ever. I tell you, Igor, payback is wrong. And by the way, I want to thank you for keeping my hunchback away from my coffin on Saturday night. I appreciate it, Igor. I appreciate it. I will repay you. I will take you to my bosom. I will bite you on the neck. I will drink your blood. You will live forever, even as I do. You will be blessed. Okay, actually, you will be eternally damned and accursed and roam the earth as one of the living dead, but you get the idea. Call me Igor, and if you see my man Frankenstein, tell him I think he's tough.
Yeah, I'd hate for somebody to be listening to the show for the first time this morning, because you probably didn't get that. But trust us, that was funny. Good morning. Got a big show on the radio coming up. The easiest way for you to join the winners this morning, it's a current events quiz. Take C, get a hat, T-shirt, and tumbler from Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers, plus a one-year digital subscription to Classic Easy Rider magazine. Make it his rebellious return this December 7th with the 2021 Sturgis Special. To subscribe, go to ClassicEasyRiders.com. Save up to 60% off the cover price. Or go to TheBigShow.com and click the Classic Easy Riders link. All right, we'll play for it in minutes. Right now, headed toward Halloween.
Hello, friends. Your old pal Bert Fern here for Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. It's that time of year, neighbors. The leaves have changed. The days are shorter. Tampa Bay already sucks. And soon, the ghosts and ghouls of the living dead will be roaming the streets, knocking on your door and begging for handouts. No, it's not free-roaming Democrats. It's just Halloween. And what better way to celebrate Thanksgiving's ugly nephew than shopping the big Tacky Jackie Skanktacular Halloween Sale? Don't settle for another stale and boring Halloween. Let Tacky Jackie help you put the whore back in horror.
All of you sluts!
You want to look like your favorite celebrity skeezer but can't afford the Botox?
Hell yeah!
Well, you're in luck. Tacky Jackie's has a complete line of high-quality masks from Icky Dickies of Greater Bayonne.
Everyone loves Icky Dicky.
This Halloween, you just can't lose at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. Choose from a variety of famous, fabulous faces turned fearsome through botched plastic surgery.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive!
We've got Donatella Versace, Meg Ryan, Cher, Terry Hatcher, Dana O'Neill, Priscilla Presley, Daryl Hannah, Janice Dickinson, Lil' Kim, Suzanne Summers, Joan Van Ark, the blonde midget from Little Ladies of L.A., and the one that's either Lucille Ball or Paul Stanley from Kiss. And our number one bestseller from 2007 is back by unpopular demand. The Hillraiser, everyone's favorite political pinhead, will give everyone chilleries when you wear this Hillary. Comes with prison stripe pantsuit, cankles not included.
What difference at this point does it make?
And how? Are you a daytime TV junkie? Do you and your postmenopausal pals want to go out as the crew from The View? Yeah! Sorry, we don't have the rights to those masks. But we've got the next best thing. Want to go as Joy Behar? Put on the rabid beaver mask. Want to be Barbara Walters? Go as the shrunken head guy from Beetlejuice. And if Whoopi Goldberg is your choice, put a little lipstick on the Predator and voila, you're good to go as those jabbering hoes. But if sweets aren't your treat and you're more of a trick, we've got the outfits to put the Don Juan in your favorite John.
Ooh.
Exclusive from Full Figure Freddy's House of Heifers comes our super absorbent line of lingerie featuring the sweaty Teddy. If you're pleasingly plump and like to shake that rump but don't like leaving dribbles on the dance floor, put on a sweaty Teddy and boogie your booty. The sweaty Teddy can hold up to 7 gallons of perspiration. It's also a sexy replacement for those bulky Depends. Your friends will all say, Shab, wow.
Follow me, camera guy.
Say, princess, how's that bust line? Do people boo your boobs? Call your cans, hee-haw your hooters. Well, here's your chance to get even. Right now, we've got 50% off all our googly-eyed novelty bras from Juggy and Juggy of Beverly Hills.
Boobies!
All bras are printed with an assortment of creepy monster eyeballs. Turn your double D disasters into 3D dynamos. Take your shirt off and scare their pants off.
Superstar!
And you can only get them at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes and the big skanktacular Halloween sale.
Guess how many boobs I saw today, Mark? 15.
Make Tacky Jackie's your one-stop shop, drop, and rack and roll this Halloween. Choose from our vast array of sketchy discount costumes from Venereal Vinnies of Venice Beach. We've got the Wolfman, the Wolf Girl, Frankenstein, Frankenberg, the Invisible Man Girl, Creature from the Black Neighborhood, Phantom of the Fat Burger, the Mole Man, the Freckle Man, the Pimple Man, Count Dracula, no Count Dracula, the Mummy, the Dummy, the Rummy, the Hunchback of Notre Dame, the Half-Wit of App State, the Fatback of Clemson, and King Wong, the incredibly well-endowed Asian giant gorilla. All on sale now at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. And we've got scary special guests to entertain and terrify the whole family.
Hey, look, hey!
Crackhead Kelly Cohagen will be manning the snaggletooth kissing booth.
Ooh, hey!
Will you be the first to successfully kiss around those sky-high herpes?
Hell yeah, Batman!
Loretta Lamprey, the Hickey Hick, will be dishing out the purple neck nurples on Friday and Saturday, or until her suction gives out. Get your butt down to where the prices are cut down at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. Go 3 miles down 2 Mile Road, take the fork in the road to the Greasy Spoon, park behind Hefty Heinies plus-size porta-potties, and follow the ear-splitting shrieks to Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes big skanktacular Halloween sale. And don't forget, get another 10% off when you sing our jingle. This is your old pal Bert Burns saying, I'll see you there.
All right. Lot going on at Tacky Jackie's. I bet your fingers are tired there, Randy.
Don't want to do that again. No more.
All right, dear. Well, let's play this current events quiz while you rest up. What are we dealing with, Bidley?
A real-life wizard disappears.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Take C and win. We play next. Morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling through you Wednesday, October the 20th. Video today, snake saved from eating itself. If that was Jackie right there, that snake would just have to go ahead and finish the job, wouldn't it, Y'all check it out. Make your daily visit to thebigshow.com. And right now, Pep Squad, ready?
Ready? Okay! Come here!
And we got Mike from Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. All right, buddy, listen to Biddle and Win.
Well, after 23 years, Mr. Ian Brackenberry Channel of Christchurch, New Zealand, just lost his job as the country's official wizard. In 1998, Mr. Channel signed a contract to entertain and enchant residents and visitors for around $16,000 a year. It was basically kind of a ceremonial PR gig. But the wizard recently got a letter from the government telling him their marketing was, quote, going in a different direction and wizardry isn't going to be part of it. Needless to say, the wizard disagrees with the decision, which he calls a mistake made by a bunch of bureaucrats with no imagination. And no, he doesn't plan to cast any spells to get even with the people who fired him. He says he'll replace his lost wizarding income by A, entertaining at parties, B, conducting weddings, or C, cold calling people to say, I can make your car's extended warranty problems disappear.
What you got, Mike?
Oh, I'll have to take me on that one.
Yeah, that's what I'm
doing. I wish he called me. I might actually talk to him.
And sell your car one
day. Yeah.
Mike, good work. Buddy, you got a big old Law Tigers prize pack, that Easy Rider magazine, all that stuff comes along with it, and you're qualified for My Daily Stuff. And we're giving away the Haybo American Flag Camo Ball Cap and the Bubba Fest Distressed Ball Cap. Well, right. You rack it up, and you might even at the end of the show there. Mike, you hang on. Jackie, hook you up, buddy.
All right, thanks, folks.
All right, mate. Bottom of the hour, top of your news, about 20 minutes away. Not ready for drive time players acting in a special Wednesday playhouse.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
And that is time for Oliver.
Have you got a second? I know you're on a tight budget. Well. Have you ever noticed that more and more people compare everything to hell? Marriage is hell. Taxes are hell. Going to the dentist is hell. The country's going to hell. Shaving John Boy's back is hell. The most popular one I hear over and over again, work is hell. Really? Well, I don't know about you, but based on my experiences, hell might be a step up from work. Let me preach on it. In hell, your coffee stays hot all day long. In hell, you never have to look very far to find the legal department. In hell, you always know who ate all your Girl Scout cookies. Satan. In hell, it's easy to score because all the women are the office skank. Oh, wait, that's pretty much the same here. At work, the summer humidity is stifling. In hell, it's a dry heat. In hell, there are no damn Ziggy cartoons on the break room refrigerator. Because there's no refrigerator. In hell, you get to spend more time with your spouse now. I didn't mean that about you, honey. This one's for John Boy. In hell, the smell of sulfur and brimstone lets you cut the cheese without embarrassment. In hell, you no longer have to wonder if the boss hates you. Riding to work in hell in a handbasket sure beats the bus. In hell, twittering pictures of your junk to underage girls lets you keep your job with a paid leave of absence. Wait, there's no difference there either. In hell, There's no fighting over the thermostat. Your office, one stale donut every Friday. In hell, Osama bin Laden in the molten lava dunk tank. Your office, one stinking bathroom constantly occupied by the constipated staff octogenarian. In hell, a level playing field. No toilets. Your office, suit and tie. In hell, bare ass naked, pitchforks and attitude, baby. Hanson's already dressed for the trip. In hell, you get a chauffeur-driven limousine to work. But your chauffeur is Teddy Kennedy. In hell, no buzz-killing weekly updates from the Products for Good guy. In hell, ferocious reptilian demons appreciate a good dirty joke without threatening a sexual harassment complaint like your office prude does. Jackie. In hell, you can make popcorn without leaving your cubicle. In hell, you never have to worry about the boss whining he's out of Wawa. That's not for anybody in the room particularly. And finally, at work, you have to wait your turn to pet the boss's dog. In hell, the boss's dog has three heads, no waiting. There, I hope that makes you feel better. And if not, I'll go to hell.
Thank you.
John Boy and Billy.
Darn, my tanning bed's broke.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning. Got a big show on the radio rolling through you Wednesday. Hey, we're 20 minutes away. The sports with a Pac-Man, all things college football. About the ruckus in Knoxville over the weekend. Get the fallout from that, man. It's crazy what Pac got for us. But right now, action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Missing Cajun Report. As our story opens, Woodrow Boudreau and his best friend Justin LeBlanc approach the information booth at Crawdad Outlet Mall in Thibodeau, Louisiana.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can we spoke with you for a minute? My name is Woodrow, and this here is my friend Justin.
How to do, ma'am?
What can I do for y'all today?
We looking for Justin's wife. We suspect she might have been kidnapped.
Kidnapped?
We. She come in here with us this morning, and we ain't got no idea where she at now. Me and him ready to go home, and we can't find that woman no place.
Kidnap might be a stretch.
What in the world?
When is the last time y'all seen her?
About 11:30, right after lunch.
You been looking for this woman for over 4 hours? Ain't she got no cell phone?
Tried that. It keep going right to voicemail.
Okay. Let me get some information about this gal. Her name?
Babette Benoit LeBlanc. She 24 years old.
She is.
Tell me what she look like.
She 5'10" tall. She weigh 110 pounds. Got long blonde hair and great big old bazooms.
She do?
And what kind of clothing does she have on, man?
I knew we were going there. A pair of skin-tight jeans, a black tube top, an 8-inch spike high-heel shoe.
All right. You all wait right here and let me go check with the boy in charge of the security camera. And I'll be right back.
We appreciate it, ma'am.
Justin, that is the worst description I ever heard of. 24-year-old, 110 pound, blonde hair, big bazooms. Man, your wife is 55-year-old, 5 foot nothing, got brown hair, and she's 35 pound overweight.
I know. Well, who the Sam Hill want her back?
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
When that low-talking girl come back, I'm going to tell her undo two top buttons.
Tune in again next time when we'll hear the crusty old Manny Petty lay at Foot Spa say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold it, dollar.
Is this the right voice?"
No, no, please, no.
Hi, this is George Thorogood, and you're listening to John Boy and Billy on The Big Show.
Big Show's on the radio. All right. We'll get into our tune right here because Pac-Man is coming up in minutes. Find out all things happening in college football over the weekend. And it was a big brouhaha in Knoxville, Tennessee. Anybody who's ever been to a game in Neyland Stadium, you know, places get crazy. It's usually fun crazy. Things went wild. I'm telling you, wow.
Lighten up, Francis.
I've been looking forward to passing Pac about this. We'll do it in minutes. Well, first, yes, we are headed toward Halloween. We got a Big Show exclusive tune, A Sound of the Season.
Seven. Oh, I've had some good times. Thanks for the memories of drinking too much blood, dates who were a dud, like that girl from Budapest who looked like Elmer Fudd. How scary it was. Thanks for the memories of Renfield eating bugs, Igor's drunken hugs, or all the times the Wolfman dropped a deuce right on my rugs. How smelly it was. Halloween's time for undead things to crawl from the crypt for a new fling, to get drunk and flash you their ding-a-lings. Sometimes when they cough, their junk falls off.
Oh no!
Thanks for the memories. Those men from outer space who got to second base. Then we unwrapped the mummy to TP Van Helsing's place. How funny it was. Thanks for the memories of looking for a vein, a bouquet of wolf's bane, tricking Dr. Frankenstein with an abnormal brain. How classic it was. Thanks for the memories, for henchmen and for goons, for rabid pet baboons, fly fishing for the creature out in the Black Lagoon. Could you please pass the tartar sauce? We went bobbing for eyeballs and put them into our highballs. Mr. Hyde tried to tie dye balls. Someone kicked King Kong in his ding dong. And thanks for the memory. That night that you and me stood on the balcony, I bit your neck and what the heck, got hepatitis C. I'm such a sentimental guy, I think that I just peed. Thank you. all so much.
Children! I love children! Who wants a full-size Snickers? Happy Halloween!
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word, your last chance to win this morning. Get qualified for John Boy's Stuff of the Day, a Haybo American flag camo ball cap, and a Bubba Fest black ball cap. And plus, you will definitely win this prize pack. It's a personalized mix of unique products from Box of Awesome. $70 value. No matter what you're into, we got you covered. With 90% of it is from a small up-and-coming brand. Just in time for fall and holidays, boxofawesome.com. Easy way to do this, go to thebigshow.com, click on the Box of Awesome banner, and you can get 20% off your first monthly box with code JBB. Hang on, play for that in minutes. Right now, it's our man, all things college sports. It is Mark Packer from ACC Network, ESPN Satellite Radio, and our man keeping us up on college football and a season like we hadn't seen in, well, in some cases, the whole history of college football. Good morning, Pac-Man.
Good morning, John Boy. The season has been a box of awesome. Hey. I don't know what that is, but that's what it's been. The freaking box of awesome. Every week we have no earthly idea what we're going to see. And you know what? This past weekend, Johnny, I swear to you, I've been covering college sports, really sports in general, for decades. What I saw transpire at Neyland Stadium at the University of Tennessee, I have never in my life. I've been to games where idiots throw stuff on the field. I've been to basketball games where idiots throw stuff on the court. But what took place at the University of Tennessee Saturday night was unlike anything I've ever seen, in which it delayed the game 20 to 25 minutes. And this was the home team escorting their cheerleaders, their band, and the dance team off the field, because idiots are throwing golf balls and mustard bottles and liquor bottles and water bottles. It was the craziest, dumbest thing I have ever seen in college sports.
So, ridiculous. No, man, we were talking about that. I couldn't wait to get your take on it when we talked to you this morning. I mean, been there, you've been mad at a call at the end. My guess is it's a night game, and you know, you've been to Tennessee games, man. I've been there. Well, Volunteer, that's 102,000. Crazies, and when you got all day to go for this, waiting on, you know, just, I don't know, alcohol might have been involved.
You think there might have been a beverage or 8 trillion served in Knoxville before kickoff? But let me just say one thing, Johnny. You know, it was disgusting. It's embarrassing. It was embarrassing the University of Tennessee. It was embarrassing the Southeastern Conference. It was embarrassing to college football, and it's a shame, because Neyland Stadium is one of the great venues in college football. And I know it's been a rough time for the Vols in terms of winning games and being part of championships, and they'll eventually, hopefully, find a way to get back there. But the 99% of the folks that showed up, of the 105,000 that were packed in that joint, man, they're treating people right, having a good time, minding their own business. They want the big orange to win and all that great stuff. It doesn't take but a handful of idiots to ruin the reputation, and that's exactly what happened on Saturday night. And you know, if you watch the game until the last 55 seconds, it was awesome. I mean, the crowd was great. The stadium spectacular. The light show. The running through the powered tee. The band's great. The game was great. I mean, it was everything that we love about college football until some idiots decided, hey, I'm sick and tired of bad calls, and they're out to get us and all that nonsense. Hey, were the refs bad? Yeah, they missed some calls. They've missed calls in every game I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Football, basketball, baseball, whatever. But it doesn't allow you to reach in your pocket and pull out a golf ball and heave it at Lane Kiffin, or a pocket full of change or ice or buckets or what else. I mean, it was the dumbest, stupidest, most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in college sports. And, of course, earlier this week, the SEC fined Tennessee $250,000. And put a bunch of this, and I'm like, that doesn't solve the problem. You could have fined Tennessee $2.5 million. It doesn't solve the problem of an idiot who's been overserved that decides that, guess what, I got a ticket, so I've got the right to reach into my pocket and pull out an object and heave it at a student athlete or a coach or anybody else for that matter. I mean, it's just totally asinine.
And who has a big bottle of French's mustard in their pocket?
Well, I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, the golf ball.
The golf ball.
I mean, what are we doing? Man. I mean, seriously, what are we doing? So I know the Tennessee folks are embarrassed, and it's a shame that a really small percentage of folks ruined it for everybody. And I'm just glad nobody got seriously hurt. But there is no place in that in pro sports, college sports, high school sports, anything else. You can go root for your team. You can despise the other guy, the referees. You can scream at the top of your lungs. But the second you think you got the right to reach into your pocket and pull out an object and heave it at somebody, you need to be banned for life. You have no business having a right to go to a sporting event. I don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. It's just ridiculous. But nevertheless, it was just another crazy weekend of college football. Georgia's the number one team in the country. They proved it again. They beat a really good Kentucky team, dominated. The defense is out of sight. Clemson, of course, got a big game this weekend at Pitt in the ACC. The Tigers, Johnny, are an underdog in an ACC game for the first time since 2016. They're an underdog at Pitt. Wow. Panthers are in the top 25 for the very first time. You got a situation over the weekend where Coach O down at LSU, the last couple of years have been rocky, to say the least. They upset Florida on Saturday. And then next thing I know, they're making an announcement this week that Coach O will no longer be coaching the LSU Tigers at the end of the year, proving once again something I've said for 20-some-odd years on radio. The goal of every American worker is to be suspended with pay. They're going to pay Orgeron over $17 million not to be on the sideline coaching LSU. What a deal. What a great gig. Can we all get that? Seven more AP ranked teams lost over the weekend. That makes 47 ranked teams this year have lost through 7 weeks of the college football season. We are on a record pace of upsets left and right. And over the weekend, number two, Iowa lost to unranked Purdue. Purdue once again. I mean, if you got a number beside your name, it doesn't mean squat when you get there on Saturday. And by the way, John Boy, tonight, it's a Wednesday night, we got a huge game in college football, and it's got everything to do with the Carolinas. As number 14, Coastal Carolina hooks up with Appalachian State. Let me tell you something. That will be a fun, fun football game. And if you've not seen Coastal play, crazy wide-open offense, they're really good. App State, always good. That will be an absolute great showdown. And one more thing for you, John Boy. It's not just football that's in the air this week. College hoops. Some of the preseason polls have come out. The ACC has Duke as the team to beat. The team to beat. And by the way, Duke has not won the ACC men's basketball regular season since 2010.
I had no idea.
How about that? This is Coach K's last year. Keep an eye on that. Nationally, the polls are out. Gonzaga, number one. UCLA, two. Kansas, three. Villanova, four. I know you're interested in the shades of blue. Duke is number nine. North Carolina is number 19. So football, basketball, the baseball playoffs are going on. America rooting for the Atlanta Braves to eliminate the L.A. Dodgers. That would be beautiful for all of us San Francisco Giants fans and Americans. Yes, so we'll see what happens. A little bit of everything going on in the world of sports.
Good stuff, Pac. We appreciate you so much, man. You be careful. We'll catch up with you next week.
You got it, boys. Have a good one. Have a good week.
Thank you so much. That's a man. Knows it all there. Mark Packer. Thank you, bud. All right, then. Well, let's play our game of Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants, team up, and play next. Shows on the radio, rolling through your Wednesday. Video of the day, snake saved from eating itself.
Oh my gosh, this is so weird.
Check it out, thebigshow.com. And also, you can click the on-air contest button. Somebody you want to play specifically against on Wordy Word, Jackie can hook that up like we got today. Let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The bird, wordy word, and a wordy word. We got a husband and wife going at it this morning. We got Jason and Jenny from Cincinnati, Ohio. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. You own the John Boy and Billy team. And good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. You're on Team Tater and Randy.
Like it or not.
All right, y'all. So, usually the husband and wife or the father and son, mom and daughter have a little idea who is better at wordy word. Would y'all have a consensus on that?
Yeah,
that's
me.
It's you. All right, Jenny. All right. All right, Jason. She threw down a gauntlet. We got to show her what's up, all right?
All right.
All right. That's what we're looking for. All right, so me and Jason will go for the first 30 seconds. Let's give her something to shoot at. All right. Oh, here we go. All right. Start the clock now. You have two of these. You breathe with them.
Lungs.
Yes. All right. This is what Mr. Peanut wears on his head. It's a dressy deal. Two words.
A top hat.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. A fairy has a magic
wand.
Yes. All right. Pull a blank out of your hat.
Feather. Or rabbit.
Yes. Uh-huh. All right. Blank, blank, Will Robinson. Watch out. You'll get hurt. Blank, blank.
Danger, danger.
Yes. That's my boy Jason knowing Lost in Space.
Blank, blank, Will Robinson.
That's all I had. Blank, blank. All right. Good work. All right. We put a five on the board. All right, Jenny. Let's see what you and Tater can do for your round one. Are you okay? Jenny and Tater, ready, go.
All right, you sew these on a shirt.
Button.
Uh-huh. You sand blank. You ride over them. They're at the beach.
Sand?
Yes.
Yes.
This is a toe blank. You see it on the commercials and the stuff growing under the toe. Toe.
Fungus.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is a, what do I have when you need to hold your breath?
Pickup.
Yep. Knights would do this. They ride their horses with sticks and they hit them at each other. What's
that?
Yep.
Yep, you said it.
Yep. A blank beam. It's red.
Oh, there.
Laser.
All right. You said laser, said but after
because she's awesome.
Well, you sure did put a five on the board, so all it right. is tied up.
There you go, girl.
Husband and wife battle tied going into round two. All right, Jason, you're with Billy. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. And go.
The coin that's worth 5 cents is a what?
Nickel.
Yep.
There you go. You might eat a bucket of this at the movies.
Popcorn.
Yep. You might. If the traffic is bad, you might have to take an alternate what to get home?
Route.
Yeah.
There you go. You lick stuff with this. It's in your mouth. You stick out your... Yep. You might... Denty Moore makes beef what?
Stew.
Yep, they're looking for people to do something. I'm going to say I'll do it. I will blank.
Volunteer.
Yes. There you go.
Oh, right. Look at that. Old Jason backing up to five with a six, a total of 11. Now, uh-oh. Jenny, we know you're good, so the pressure is definitely on Randy.
Oh, okay.
You need six to tie. Six to tie. Seven will win. Luckily, it looks like some well-used words that we have coming up here in the Wordy Word game.
It's not about winning. It's about fun.
All right, Jenny, are you ready?
I am.
And go.
It's a kind of singing they do in Switzerland on the mountains. Yo-yo.
Yodel.
Yes.
All right, so this is the bone that's above your foot, below your knee.
Femur.
No, down below, right at your foot.
You can sprain your...
Yeah.
Ankle?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We used to say this in school. Ooh, don't touch me. You're going to give me the...
Cooties?
Yep. Yes!
Not the exit, the opposite.
Entrance?
Yeah, okay. All right. It's the opposite of bad.
Opposite of what?
Got it. A four on the board. The hubby beats the wifey. That's it. Over there. Cincinnati 11-9. All right.
Oh,
Jason,
no.
You might as well enjoy this right now because it's not going to get much better for you the rest of the day.
No, it will not. I'll be tortured later.
And Jenny, we appreciate it.
It's actually my fourth time on.
How about that?
Wordy Word, and I still lost.
Blind squirrel, find a nut every once in a while. y'all, we appreciate y'all listening. Had fun playing with you. Y'all have a wonderful day down Cincinnati, all right?
All right. Thank you, John Boy.
All right, baby. Hang on, Jason. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Time for the classic bit request of the morning. Who we got on the wall here? Michael Travis McGregor from Dougsburg, Virginia. And Michael says, how about some good old Marvin Webster? My favorite was him talking about Speed Racer. All right, Michael, you got it. Coming up next. Morning, Big Show's on the radio. Here we go, classic bit of the morning. Michael Travis McGregor. Oh, Michael out of Dougsburg, Virginia. Likes him some Marvin Webster, especially Marvin pontificating on this subject. Let's do it.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing?
Say, all right, Marv.
Hey, man. I was watching TV the other day. I stopped on MTV. They're running this cartoon, Speed Racer.
Yeah.
Y'all watch that?
Yeah. See, yeah.
Is this
yeah,
some
yeah.
of that nostalgia thing?
I guess.
You man. White people kill me. Speed Racer. I mean, white people go crazy anytime they see Elvis and the Brady Bunch and Speed Racer. And I can't figure none of them out, you know? A Speed Racer, this is like a cartoon that's over my head. I don't know what's going on. And first of all, what country are these people supposed to be from? I mean, it's a Japanese cartoon, but they sure don't look Japanese.
Yeah.
In fact, they don't look like people from any country I ever seen. Everybody got them big round bug eyes. They all look like E.T.
Yeah.
And Speed has got a bad car now, the Mach 5.
Yeah.
It can go 300 miles an hour. It's got machine guns on it, got ejector seats. You push a button and it flies, and push another button, it could go underwater. And y'all think the brothers like to put stuff on their car. And what does a car like that cost? Like $2-3 million?
Yeah.
The man ain't never had a sponsor that I've seen. Where does he get the money to pay for all of this? I mean, I ain't no racing expert, but if this was a real car, it would have Quaker State and Pillsbury and Mr. Goodwrench and J.C. Penney on it from one end to the other, you know?
Yeah.
Now, what exactly are the rules in this race that he's always running? It looks like it's pretty much a free-for-all from what I've seen.
Yeah.
Every cartoon, Speed will be about like 5 minutes into the race. A car will pull up beside him, eight ninjas with swords jump out and start trying to kick his ass while he's driving down the road. Now, where are the officials at this race? I mean, you know, NASCAR, I seen them throw people out for running too fast on pit road. Who's running this event? The World Wrestling Federation? Because I think the main reason that Speed is having so much trouble, why he don't win every race, is he's got, like, bad people around him, you know?
Uh-huh.
Who is this group he's hanging out with? I mean, to win a race, you got to have a good driver and a good car and a good crew. It's a team thing, right?
Right?
All right, well, you got Speed Racer, who has got to be the greatest race driver in the world, no doubt about that, right?
Yeah.
And you got a $3 million indestructible car. But who's on the pit crew? Chim Chim and Spryder. You got a monkey and an 8-year-old kid. Now, what's up with that? Only thing these two got going for them is they dress just alike.
Yeah.
I think maybe Speed should have spent a little less on the car and a little more on the support personnel. You know what I mean? Y'all say Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids ain't realistic. I could make $1 million if I started up a network just for white people. You could call it White at Night, and you run nothing but Elvis movies and Andy Griffin and the Brady Bunch and Speed Racer. And y'all would watch 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I think Ted Turner already did that, didn't he? So, y'all think about it. I'm Marvin Webster.
Show the radio. I'll write it in. Win John Boy's stuff. The weekly giveaway is at thebigshow.com. This week, a fishing trophy from the 2006 Cape Fear Marlin Children's Tournament. And from 2003, a carrot top AT&T Kenny Schrader die-cast car in the box. Never been played with. Those Carrot Top's pitchers just kind of freak me out.
Yeah. He has that effect on people.
Check it out, see how Schrader felt driving it around. Love it, man. You can register for that at thebigshow.com. Of course, our daily stuff today, I got a Hey Bo American flag camo ball cap and a Bubba Fest ball cap. What do you call it when it's got the worn look there?
Like distressed?
Distressed, yeah.
It's just kind of chewed up around the edges?
It's a distressed Bubba Fest hat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not old. It is brand new. I hear they're wearing them like that these days.
The distressing may or may not have happened at the first Bubba Fest. Yeah.
And all right, from one of our four winners today... our latest winner, Jason, who just beat his wife, Jenny, in Wordy Word from Cincinnati, Ohio, is the winner. All right, Jason, keeps getting better for you until y'all meet up at home for supper time. All right, then. Let's get it, boo.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
All right, y'all. Hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll be back at it on tomorrow. We love you, and we mean it.
What's up, man? I used to be with it. Then they changed what it was. Now what I'm with isn't it. And what's it seems weird and scary to me. It'll happen to you.